You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Coming up on Experiencing Real Life.
With some of my amazing friends that I have from all over the world and actually share them with y'all. And I'm not here by myself today. I'm here with a very good friend of mine, Brother Caleb Byerly is here. Hello, Brother Caleb.
Hello, hello. It's great to be here.
I'm so glad you're here, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located in Burleson, Texas, in the DFW Metroplex. For more information on all the Open Door Tribe is doing, you can go to opendoorexperience.com or troybrewer.com. Now, let's go to today's message.
Everybody, blessings and peace on you. Welcome, 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 everybody, to this week's edition of the podcast. I'm here behind the stage at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And you know what? I got the great privilege of having a front row seat to some amazing things that God is doing. And the week that we're actually recording this is the week that I'm doing my New Beginnings Conference 2018 in the Hebrew calendar year 5778, an incredibly prophetic time, an amazing hour that I get to live in right now. And I want to tell you, man, last night, again, we're actually doing this on a Tuesday. I don't know what day you happen to be listening to this as I speak into the future, which is absolutely incredible to be able to do that. But nonetheless, man, last night was our Monday night service, and my goodness, it was incredible. We had, when the whole house was filled up, we literally had people from all over the nation show up. God did exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think, and it was incredible. And I'm going to tell you all a little bit more about that. But I do want to say, if you're used to turning into Experiencing Real Life and hearing me preach behind the pulpit here at Open Door Church, well, you know what? Today's a little bit different. This is what we call a podcast broadcast. On Fridays, we actually air podcasts that we record in the studio, not on the stage, but actually behind the stages. And what I like to do is get in here with some of my amazing friends that I have from all over the world and actually share them with y'all. And I'm not here by myself today. I'm here with a very good friend of mine, Brother Caleb Byerly is here. Hello, Brother Caleb.
Hello, hello. It's great to be here.
I'm so glad you're here, man.
Yeah, it's great. It's
crazy. Oh, my gosh. So we're about to, guys, the whole point of our conference and the whole thing that we're saying about the year 78, which is 5778, is that it's the year to dream, because the Hebrew word to dream has a numerical value of 78. And we're talking about, well, this entire month here at Open Door Church, we're talking about prophetically dreaming, we're talking about dream teams, we're talking about walking in dreams, we're talking about the prophetic voice and the prophetic vision of dreams, right? We're talking about qualifying for dreams, because you can absolutely disqualify from dreams. You can. And Brother Joseph learned that, sadly. You know, God gave him a couple of dreams, and then he failed so miserably in what he did with it, God didn't give him any more dreams. But he learned how to interpret. He learned how to ponder things. And so he became an interpreter that literally led him into a next-level government position. I mean, that literally they changed his name to Zephaniah, which literally means the savior of the world. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Right on. Yeah. But you're a dreamer.
Yeah.
And the story that we're about to start sharing with our friends here is, well, it's unlike anything I've ever heard. I've never heard of anybody having a dream like this and then God doing what he did through you through an actual prophetic dream. Hmm. And I mean, you know, I've actually done hosting on the television show Dreams and Mysteries. And so I get dreams from people all over the world, but I had never heard anything like your dream and what God did with it. So it's really cool. So how do we break this down, and how do we begin to tell the people about that?
Well, I mean, I can start with starting at the beginning of the dream, and we'll go from there.
All right, let's do it, man.
Well, back in 2013, I woke up from a dream, a real vivid dream that I have. And usually when I wake up from vivid dreams, that's usually one sign that it could be from the Lord to me. And so I immediately took out my journal and wrote everything out. And in the dream, I was on a mountaintop and I saw a tribe of people, and they were from Asia, I could tell. And so I asked them what their names were, and they or what the name of the tribe was. And so they told me that they were the Dinanun people. And then I've never heard that word. I'm sure you've never heard that word either.
No, I've heard my 2-year-old grandchildren say something like that. But I
yeah.
Dinanun.
Yeah, Dinanun.
Wow.
Yeah. I heard that real clearly in my dream, but I couldn't really understand how to write that out after I woke up.
Sure.
But another part of the dream is I saw the chief of this tribe, and he was walking up to the front of his people, and he was carrying a musical instrument. And for me, I am a instrument maker, and I'm a craftsman, so I grew up in the craftsman world, furniture making world. So I immediately kind of in my dream, everything paused and I zoomed in to the instrument. And as soon as I looked at the instrument, I was basically, had a download of all
Wow.
of the dimensions of the instrument, what materials it was made out of, how it sounded, how it was tuned. What strings were played. I mean, everything, I just suddenly understood.
Explain to us what this instrument looked like.
Well, it was basically shaped like a bowl. It had mm-hmm. a metal, bronze-looking bowl. It was very shiny. It was very golden-looking. And then I had a wooden ring that was wrapped all the way around the edge of the instrument. And it had 30 strings stretching from the outside to the inside of the instrument. And the inside was connected to another ring. So it was like an outside ring and then also an inside ring. And the strings rest on those two strings.
Wow.
Those two rings.
Okay.
And then you play it with sticks.
So you play it with sticks, kind of like a hammer dulcimer.
Yeah, almost like a hammer dulcimer.
Okay, right on. Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah, and the chief, you know, he put it on a table. He began to play the instrument, and suddenly this, like, heavenly music just filled the whole atmosphere.
Wow.
And, I mean, I grew up in the presence of God. I recognized the Holy Spirit in this music. It was just a sound of worship. It was His presence filling the place in my dream. So it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And when I woke up, I was like, man, I recorded everything I could possibly remember of the dream. And thank the Lord, I did remember a lot of it. I usually tell people to try to record their dreams within the first 10 minutes after they wake up.
Absolutely. So you wake up and you've got this. Okay, so you have this dream. God shows you a musical instrument of a tribal people that you've never heard of, a musical instrument you've never seen. He gives you a sound you've never heard and gives you the name of a tribe that you've never heard of.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with that? What did you do when you woke up, man? Okay, you wrote it down, but then what did you do? What's the action that you took that took place?
Yeah, so for me, the way that I follow the word of the Lord, whenever I feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, my approach is I'm going to go as far as I possibly can to pursue that word of God. And even if I'm unsure if it's from God or not, I mm-hmm. still pursue it.
Yeah,
with all my heart. And then if it is from God, then He meets me halfway.
Okay. Listen, I want to speak to all of our podcast listeners and all of our radio listeners and say, if you don't get anything else out of this today, man, you need to get that, because God Almighty blesses pursuit. And that's a huge core value that I have, is God blesses mm-hmm. pursuit.
Yeah.
You know, get up and go. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness. Man, you got to go after it. So so you always receive, if God gives you a prophetic dream, you kind of see that as a green light and as a permission to go after it.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I do. Promise you.
And
that's me.
So
what did you do to go after it? What did you do?
Yeah, so I was like, after that, I was like, I really felt like I wasn't sure what to feel. To tell the truth, I was like, I'm just going to pursue this. So I started contacting all of my relationships with different organizations all around the world, that people that are in ethnomusicology, people that are in
ethnomusicology.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever said that word in my life. No, I get it.
Yeah.
So you started seeking after those people.
Yeah.
You started looking for the people group.
Yeah, yeah. And I really searched the people group. And unfortunately, every organization, every research organization, they were saying, nope, there's not any tribe in this world called the Tinananun. And I tried different spellings. I tried different pronunciations of the word. But they were all saying there's not such thing as this tribe that
okay.
you're talking about.
So while you're looking for this tribe, did you also begin to build the instrument?
Well, yeah, I tried, you know, because like I said, I'm a craftsman, and I got in my shop. I tried my best. Like, most of the time when I have vision for something, I can get it. But there were a couple of things that happened on this, making this instrument that was very, very difficult. I could not figure it out.
Okay, so let's fast forward. Well, wait a minute. Did you actually ever get the bill? You did actually figure it out.
I did. Yeah,
okay, so how many years did it take you to actually build this instrument?
It took me less than a year, about 8 or 9 months.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know I love this instrument.
Yeah,
I mean, you know I love it. I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, all right. So then now let's fast forward now because we just have about 2 minutes left until the first break. So let's fast forward now. You're in the Philippines, and what happens?
Yeah, I'm in the Philippines. I'm traveling on a public transportation.
Okay.
And there's a man sitting across the seat from me, and he's basically staring at me over and over again. He's
yep.
a Filipino man, and I thought maybe it's because I'm a foreigner.
Right.
But I start talking to him, and after a minute of talking to him, I felt like the Holy Spirit wanted me to ask this guy if he knows of the Tinananun people. And I was like, no, I'm not asking this guy this question. I was already embarrassed, you know, because the people I've asked before, they laughed at me,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
sure.
I was like, okay, let me just, if this is from the Lord, I'm just going to go for it. I just asked the guy, I said, sir, do you happen to know the Tinananun? Just, do you know them? And as soon as I said that word, Tinananun, his eyes just opened up, wide open, and he leaned into me, and he said, how do you know my people?
Wow.
He said, how do you know my people? And I said, I tell the truth,
wow.
I didn't even know what to say at that point. I was just dumbfounded. And,
that you actually found somebody who validated your dream that you had had a while earlier.
Yeah.
And you found somebody that knew what the heck you were talking about.
Exactly.
And he was of that tribe. He was actually
He was from that people group. And so he ended up stopping everything that he was going to one destination, I was going to another. I just asked the guy, can you please come to my house because I have something to show you. And so he came into my house, and I opened up the journal
from the dream.
About 6 months before where I had the dream, and I share with him the whole dream. And as he looked over it, he started tearing up, and he said, you know, 3 years ago, I had a dream. I had also a dream. And the reason I was looking at you is because I've seen you before. I've seen you in a dream
years ago. So God showed you the Tinananun people in a dream. And then God showed a Tinananun man, you, in a dream.
Yes,
and
exactly.
You guys met on public transportation. Listen, guys, this is Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life. And I'll be right back in 30 seconds. Well, hello, my friends. This is Troy Brewer. Thank you so much for listening to Experiencing Real Life. And I have to break in right here just long enough to tell you about a couple of really cool things. Number one, you know what? This time of year is a great time of year for you to get locked into a daily devotional. And I offer that absolutely free of charge by going to troybrewer.com, and you can sign up for my free daily transformation. Hey, it's awesome. All you got to do is go there, sign up for it, and then you will get that in your e-box every single day. And if you'd rather have that in book form, you know what? You can find that at troybrewer.com as well. I want you to know that we have just now got through doing an amazing and incredible conference. We have several more throughout the year, and you can plug into that through something that's called troybrewer.tv. And listen, friends, whenever you partner with me, and I'm talking about, man, you help me save girls out of the terrors of sexual trafficking all over the world. You can partner with me at several different levels, and when you do, you have total access to all of my videos, including all of my conferences, all of my School of Prophecy, all of my School of Ministry, all of my pulpit teaching, and something that we call exclusive content that we do right here at the Ministries of Open Door Church. Be sure and check all that out at troybrewer.tv. Now, let's get ready to go right back into this broadcast from the Ministries of Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas, and you can find this church at opendoorexperience.com. Here we go. Well, welcome back, everybody. Hello, this is Troy Brewer, and I'm so excited that you guys are joining us. I'm back here in the studio with my good friend, Brother Caleb Byerly, and we are discussing this incredible next level dream. Now, this is the year to dream. It's a prophetic year to dream. It's the Hebrew year 5778. All of my teaching is all about dreaming right now. I'm a host on John Paul Jackson's show, Dreams and Mysteries. I do that. So I get dreams from people from all over the world, but I've never... And I want to tell you, I've been around. I've been to the circus and three county fairs, brother, and I've seen some things. And I've never heard of a dream like this. I've never heard anything about it. So the bottom line is, brother, you had a dream of another people group and the Thinanunim.
The Thinanunim.
Right on. Yeah. So is it Nunun?
Yeah, with the N at the end.
Thinanunim.
Thinanunim.
Got it, man. So, got with the awesome Thinanunim people, and you saw a musical instrument you'd never seen.
Yes.
You heard the sound of the musical instrument that you'd never heard, and God downloaded to you on how to make that.
Exactly.
So, you knew how to make it, and it had 30 strings, and they all connect in the center somehow, this bowl-type instrument, and you play it like you do, like with a hammer dulcimer.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yep.
Okay, and it's a really cool Asian Pacific Island sound to it, you know, that's really cool. So you meet a guy on public transportation who saw you in a dream that you'd never met before, and you asked him if he knew the Thinanunim, and he said, "How do you know my people?"
Yeah.
And now you guys are connected. You brought that guy back to your house. You showed him the journal of all the things that the Lord has spoken to you, and then he told you that he had been seeking the Lord about how can he bring the gospel to his people group, this undocumented people group that has how many people are in this people group?
Well, after our research, it turns out to be somewhere between 70 and 100,000 people.
70 and 100,000 people that the world doesn't know about.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Not even the government of the Philippines. They haven't been documented yet.
And you even went to Wycliffe Bible Translators, which you have an excellent rapport with, and they went, nope, there's no Thinanunim people. Mm-hmm. No, we don't know those people. And come to find out, they're there. And so they're obviously in a remote place.
Mm-hmm. They're very far out in the mountainous region. Yeah.
Okay. So did this guy take you out there?
Yeah, well, he gave me the invitation, obviously. And I was automatically like, when are we going? But then I asked the Holy Spirit about it, and I felt like God said to go back into your shop and try one more time to make this instrument.
Wow.
And like I was telling you, I was having a very hard time making this instrument. I could not figure it out. It's very, very complicated.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Listen, I'm a musician, and there's no way I could do anything like that. I'll just tell you, dude, how the string structures are on it is so complicated, and how you figured out the math, and you've even upgraded it since. Mine, you brought me mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And mine has 36 strings on it.
Exactly.
And so every 10 degrees is another string, and every string has a sympathetic string underneath it. And so it makes a 360 circle, which is also prophetic. Oh, my gosh, it's crazy, because everything that's prophetic is actually circular. I don't know if you know that or not, but anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so I mean, this is at the beginning stages where I was like, how do I even put this thing together?
And nobody you can go to. You can't go to anybody. Yeah, nobody in the world even knows this.
Yeah. I did contact my I have a family of craftsmen, and I contacted them. I was like, how do I do this? give me some tips. And so they were able to give me some tips on certain types of wood bending and different types of, you know, these different materials and how to make them. And after a while, with the Holy Spirit, I figured it out.
Wow.
And I remember putting the strings on for the first time. I tuned the strings up to the way that I heard them in the dream, and I just tapped on the strings, and as soon as I tapped on it, I was like filled with the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
The tears flowed down my face.
Wow.
Because
like,
it was that sound. It was
this
the same
is that sound.
Sound. Yeah.
Okay. So listen, we only have like 3 minutes left, dude.
Yeah.
So you end up going and finding this people group. This guy takes you up there.
Yeah. I ended up going into the people group, and I took the instrument with me.
Wow.
And as we were entering in, I felt like the Holy Spirit said, go to the chief. And we searched out for the chief, wherever his house was, and we found it. We knocked on the door. He answered. And first thing he did is looked right down at the instrument that I was carrying. And I said, here we are in your place for the first time. But before we go to the different parts of your tribe, I just want to give this as a gift to you. And he looked at it, and he was like scared of it. And he brought in these other chiefs, and they looked at it. And as soon as they saw it, they said, "This is the Salimba."
So they recognized the instrument that you had created from a dream that you had never seen.
Yeah. And then they took me out to this house that is like their prayer room. And this is where they pray and they worship to all of the gods. They have many gods.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an instrument for each god that they worship. But there was this one part of the room that was empty. And they said that 150 years ago, the instrument that they worshiped, the God of all gods, was taken away from them, and the instrument maker was killed. And that instrument was called the Salimba. And he said, the instrument that you brought today is the Salimba.
Okay. And they used that to worship the God above all the other gods,
God of all
and it had
gods.
Been missing for how many years?
150 years.
So that actually was an ancient key to open up a door to this undocumented people group to bring the gospel in.
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd you do? And we only have like a minute left.
Well, from that point they came and they gave me a headpiece of a chief.
Oh my gosh.
And they said today you have brought you are like an angel. You are like a man of God that brought the Salimba to us, because they believe that the Salimba, in the end of days, the last of days, the Salimba is going to be coming down from heaven, and God is going to be coming in the Salimba, and he's going to call all the righteous people to him.
Okay, so you're actually working right now. That opened up a door for you to reach this people group for Jesus.
Yep.
You went back to Wycliffe Bible Translators. They went, oh, okay, you brought them out there. They documented that they do exist. And you guys are actually working on actually translating the Bible into their language.
Translating the Word of God into their
language. That's crazy.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
I'm excited about that.
And God is just moving in miraculous ways over and over and over again there.
Okay, listen, we only have a few seconds left. Listen, Caleb, I need you to pray for about 20 seconds over every single listener and speak dreams into people's lives.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Just right now, I speak dreams over all of you.
Hallelujah.
And I can see different new designs from heaven.
I hear sounds, creative
ideas, creative thoughts, creative conversations that are being released right now.
Yes.
They're coming down from heaven to influence you and everyone around
Hallelujah.
You to bring Jesus' name glorified in this earth in this time and establish his kingdom here. Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus
All right,
name,
my friends.
Amen.
Hey, listen, Brother Caleb, thank you so much.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Grateful for you.
Yeah,
seriously,
it's
man.
An honor.
Honestly,
honor to
honestly
be here.
Man. I love you, man. Well, my friends, that's all the time that I have for today. Listen, we're about to, wait. We're going to do, are we actually have time to do an outro? Dude, we got time to do an outro. I got a whole nother 2 minutes, man. How about them apples?
Yeah,
right
sounds
on.
Sounds awesome.
Here it comes. Boom, 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 boom. You like that sound? And boom. Okay, there's the music. And Brother Caleb, how do people get a hold of you if they want to reach you? How do they do that?
The best way is our website, www.evergreenmissions.com.
Evergreenmissions.com. Right on. So go to the worldwide waste of time, www.evergreenmissions.com.
Yeah, exactly.
And I encourage you guys to look him up. Also, too, he is actually the guest speaker at this year's New Beginnings Conference. And if you want access to all of our conferences where he spends an entire hour unpacking all this, plus the videos we have filmed of him going through all these stories, where you can actually see this dream instrument and hear the sound of it, you can find all of that at troybrewer.tv. I encourage you guys to go there and look that. Now, if you're like, hey, I just need to know about all the cool stuff that you guys are doing because I hear that y'all are saving girls out of sexual trafficking all over the world. Well, yes, my friends, we are. And you can plug into all that by going to answerinternational.org. Again, it's answerinternational.org, or you can plug into troybrewer.com. So troybrewer.com or answerinternational.org. I want to spend just the last few seconds of this just talking about the importance of dreaming this year. Brother Caleb, this is a year of dreaming, this year of living the dream. This is a year of going after the dream. Exactly. And what's real is, man, you have to be able, if God is going to speak to you on a high level, prophetic level, man, you got to be willing to search out the matter, and you got to stick with it until the whole thing happens. Yeah. And I want to just say, man, I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you for fighting through all of that. And it is such a great honor to know you and such a great privilege. And I look forward to hearing your stories, and I look forward to getting to live life with you, man.
Yeah, it's great to live life together.
It is. Yeah. Well, my friends, that's all the time that I have for today. I'll call y'all the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody. Hello, my friends. This is Pastor Troy Allen Brewer, and I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I've never seen a time that God Almighty is speaking so clearly through so many different ways all at once. The convergence of the voice of God is really as the sound of many rushing waters. You know, the Bible says that the voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the voice of the Lord is upon the many waters. Guys, I want to tell you, every single Wednesday, my team and I get together and we do a Facebook Live on my public figure page. And it's actually called Prophetic Wednesday. It's at high noon Central Standard Time every single Wednesday, and it's a Facebook Live where I start unpacking a right now word for this very hour. I go through the headlines, I talk about what God's dealing with me about. And you know, last week, or I should say sometime back, God Almighty gave me a word concerning North Korea and also Iran and what God is going to deal with them. Guys, listen, tune in to my Facebook Live at PS Troy Brewer every Wednesday at 12 Central Standard Time.